protests across the UK, and they've turned violent now. Demonstrations across districts and cities. This has palpable rage on the streets of UK. Just a few weeks after a change of guard, the country has descended into chaos. A summer of discontent in England, as many national dailies have described it. This as violence is seething across the country. As far-right demonstrators attack the police, loot shops and launch fireworks at officers in riot gear, unprecedented scenes across cities. How did it all unravel? Almost a week back, a Taylor Swift-themed dance party in Southport turned deadly for three young girls who were stabbed to death allegedly by a 17-year-old boy who has now been arrested. It was only a matter of time that fake news about the identity of the attackers spread across cities, and so did arson and violence. The police have blamed the very demonstrators now up in arms for spreading misinformation that the attacker was a radical Muslim. As racist and Islamophobic slurs echo, counter-protests have erupted too, turning the streets of the United Kingdom into a theatre of violence. UK's one-month-old government has said that rioters will pay the price. But why is Great Britain so angry? Has it taken a turn towards intolerance? Have differences on issues like immigration become irreconcilable? What is simmering beneath the surface? On Left, Right and Centre tonight, we ask, with Britain's worst riots in over a decade, has the country turned into the United Kingdom of anger? Before I bring in my guests, take a look at this report that details what really is happening in the UK. Get back now!
The UK is seeing major unrest as right-wing protests get out of hand, with demonstrators clashing violently with riot police. In response, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has stepped up, promising full support for the police and condemning those who are fueling hate and violence.
We're clear right across the government, to the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Lord Chancellor, and for me as Home Secretary, that we will give the police all the backing that they need in the actions that they are taking in response to this criminal disorder and thuggery, because it has no place on Britain's streets.
The chaos was triggered after a horrifying stabbing at a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga class in Southport last week, where three young girls were killed and others were injured. A 17-year-old has been arrested and charged with murder and attempted murder. The situation escalated after false rumors spread online claiming that the suspect was a Muslim immigrant, which stirred up anger among far-right groups. Although naming suspects under 18 is usually restricted, the judge allowed the release of the suspect's identity to counter misinformation and reduce the violence. The protests have now spread to cities like Hull, Liverpool, Bristol, Manchester and Belfast. There have been reports of missiles being thrown, shops being looted and police being attacked. So far, 90 people have been arrested and several officers have been hurt.
I am absolutely appalled and disgusted at the level of violence that was shown towards my officers. This is the same officers who've been supporting this community for the last 48 hours.
In response to the ongoing riots, Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced a special police unit to tackle the violence. This unit will use shared intelligence, wider deployment of facial recognition technology, and preventative action. Starmer has also called on social media platforms to do more about misinformation, stressing that the online incitement to violence is a serious crime. As the situation unfolds, all eyes are on how the newly elected Labour government will handle it. Samia Afsar for NDTV World.
And joining me on the show this evening, Nicholas Nugent, a British journalist, former BBC editor as well. Also, Professor Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Politics at the University College in Dublin. Thanks, gentlemen, for being with us. But let me go straight across first to Radhika Iyer, who's joining us from London. In fact, Radhika, what is the situation on the ground as we speak?
If you're in the streets of London, it's the chances that you will be giving way to police vehicles with sirens on are much larger this weekend than any other. It is quite unusually high, the police presence that is seen just outside of London, and security outside many High streets, malls are quite high. Wembley, for instance, at the stadium is quite high. But more than London, the action and the unrest is felt from what my associates are telling me in cities such as Belfast, Hull, Liverpool, Glasgow even, as far as Scotland. So these are all different parts of the UK where we have seen sporadic events and unexpected violence disrupting normal life. And that after this horrific incident of three children being murdered in Southport, a very sleepy town, usually known for its seaside quietness, but then turns out that it has turned out to be quite ugly. And for Keir Starmer, who is only a month into office, this is one of the worst situations of social unrest that he and any government would have seen in the last 13 years or more. And that's because violence has disrupted across in different cities at different times, which is why the huge presence of the police. But we do know that the police is out there also ready to make arrests if need be for any disorder that is being caused to public property, arson, and such protests without permission. That's what is happening on the ground. Fortunately, on a Sunday afternoon where I am, for instance, I'm at the moment in West Hempstead, where it is a quiet afternoon where people are out. Right. I've been chatting to a few. Unfortunately, they weren't able to come on camera, but they did share their disappointment in just the way things have panned out in the UK across different cities.
Radhika, thanks very much for joining us with that quick update from London. So as Radhika is reporting, there's unprecedented police presence even in London. But let me go across now to Mr. Nugent, you first. What do you make of these visuals, these scenes on the streets of the UK? These are, of course, spontaneous protests, as many would say. But does it point to something larger as well?
Well, of course, what I make of them, they're quite shocking. We're not used to seeing that on the streets of Britain. And perhaps surprised that it's happened. It's been triggered by the incident of the killing of three children. It's and very rapidly got out of control. I've listed about 16 cities where there seems to have been some degree of unrest. But let me say, there are an awful lot of other cities that where business carries on as normal. Hmm. So I don't think this is a sort of nationwide. It's only, for a start, it's only in Britain, in England, not in Scotland, not in Wales. One episode in Northern Ireland, in Belfast, and mainly in Northern England, perhaps where feelings run particularly high because it's closest to the place where the incident of the killing of the children broke out. But the worrying aspect is that this episode seems to have been pounced upon by those who have other grievances, notably towards immigration into Britain and especially illegal immigration. And I think a lot of what we're seeing over the past 24, 48 hours is aimed at the so-called asylum seekers, people who are waiting for decisions on their application for asylum in Britain. In other words, people who've fled some circumstance in another country and have come to Britain either legally, but most often illegally through small boats. And these seem to be the targets of the mob. Let's call it the mob because it's a little uncertain to what extent it's organised, but yes, certainly spontaneous outpouring of anger now aimed not so much against the alleged killer of the three children, but against illegal immigrants or immigrants in general in particular. That's the worrying side of it. And of course, it's taken on an ethnic dimension too.
Yes.
And notably, the cities where the mob has taken over or is trying to take over are all cities with an ethnic mix, with a lot of immigrants, yes, perhaps first generation settlers. So that's worrying because on the whole, Britain has quite good community relations. And I would go so far as to say that even the cities that are targeted at this moment on the whole,
right,
have good community relations.
In fact, you made an important point that the protests have extended to sort of other grievances as well. And Professor Lucas, come in on this, because the Mail described it as a summer of discontent in the UK. Have differences on issues like immigration, for example, have they become irreconcilable? You know, because, of course, we've seen all those racist and Islamophobic slurs, you know, as well across cities. So, you know, is there discontent? And what is really simmering beneath the surface that led to this spontaneous outpouring, as Mr. Nugent put it?
Let me answer by giving perspective on this. And that is, while it's disturbing to see these scenes, we're only talking about pockets of a few hundred demonstrators, protesters, thugs, if you want to call them that, who are coming out to cause violence. We're not talking about thousands, tens of thousands that are coming out, you know, in terms of a large protest regarding immigration, asylum seekers, or refugees. We're not talking about tens of thousands coming out to express hatred against a certain religion or a certain race, a few hundred. The problem here is that those few hundred people who come out in each place are being excused and sometimes supported by two national television channels, Talk TV and GB News, who are connected with the hard right reform party. Indeed, the leader of the hard right reform party, Nigel Farage, who has made racist and anti-Muslim statements on his program on GB News. An MP has a program on GB News to back the far right. That's what we need to call out. If you were to talk actually about the reality of immigration, undocumented immigrants, not illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants, refugees and asylum seekers, the large majority of immigrants who come to the United Kingdom, 90% in fact, are legal immigrants who come here as students, including from India, who come here to work. What happens is you're getting a distorted picture of the UK because of a certain political party and because of certain TV channels and because of social media, where far right groups are whipping up these places to attack.
Okay. Several important points there, and I'm afraid I have very little time left on the debate. But, Mr. Nugent, I also wanted to touch upon the aspect of fake news, especially in an environment where, you know, you have political and social lines so sharply divided. In fact, a World Economic Forum said that the threat of misinformation and fake news is more serious than even the threat of war and climate change. So how do we curb this menace of fake news? And as a senior journalist yourself.
Well, indeed, that's a very big issue, and it's an issue that has been with us for some time, much debated in Britain and indeed across the European Union. And I take the point, fake news is partly responsible for this. But I think let's take it slightly wider than that, because, as Professor Lucas mentioned, social media in general. So it's not just fake news, it's the ability of certain groups within society to use social media to bring about an event such as we've seen in these cities in the last few days. Mm. So yes, you put your finger on it. It's the transfer of information,
yes,
is critical at a time like this, and it does put particular responsibility on those let's call them mainstream media, traditional media, to
That's
get
right.
the story right. Controlling social media is a pretty hot potato.
Right.
And I think we can draw an easy conclusion that that's the way things have to go.
Absolutely.
I think what is important is that conventional media has to get things right.
Right. Absolutely. Thanks very much, Mr. Nugent and Professor Lucas, for being with us this evening. This remains one of our top focus on NDTV, but we're running out of time on Left, Right and Centre. Thanks so much for watching. Good night.